Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And tonight is Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift. We'll be going to the Light Shift for physical healing, probably in about a half an hour. So just kind of stay tuned. And we'll just talk about the Light Shift here in case this is your first program that you've listened to. The Light Shift comes here once every 2,000 years. The last time it was here, when it was assisting Jesus 2,000 years ago. And likewise, it's here again to help people in the different healings that you may need to release the stored cellular density, cellular memory, the traumas that your ancestors have that's passed on to you out of your body. This is what ascension is. So the whole process is to become more in your body with your spirit. And even if we didn't even talk about the ascension time here, it's definitely good to be fully conscious in your body and not have entities talk to you. So remember, if you're not home, who is? And there's hundreds, if not thousands, of entities that come into us all the time. You can get entities from your past ancestors, and they can body hop throughout your genetic line, which is kind of disconcerting. So you could be acting like three or four generations back of your ancestors. They could be having those emotional bodies put in you, because each time one of your family relatives dies, if they knew you, those entities will just move forward into a new body. And they may have actually been with you for quite a long time, seeing you, they're familiar with you, and they just hop aboard. So your only protection from these entities, and also ones that are from other people as they body hop, is to be more fully in your body. So we'll do, we won't be doing an entity clearing tonight, because when you go to the Light Shift, it's done automatically. These entities take off instantly. So we'll just be talking about healings tonight. So if anybody would like to request some information that we may have from the Light Shift that may help to give you a further understanding of what the Light Shift is, how the healings work, we'd be very happy to do that. But we will not be doing any healings until we go to the Light Shift. So please don't request anything, because this show is mainly for information to allow you to become more fully conscious of what's happening now at the end of this 2,000-year cycle. So we'll see if our co-host here, Sylvia, is out there in cyberspace. Are you there, Sylvia?
Hi, I'm here, and it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Shift, and welcome, everyone. And it's wonderful to be with you tonight. And like Ron said, we're here to have a wonderful hour of both healing and information. And the main purpose of this show is just to help everyone to get more connected to their own divinity that resides within them, and to learn about what it takes to actually heal the body so that your divine spirit can reside within you and not be unable to connect with you. And that takes, you know, the work of clearing out the densities and the baggage that, like Ron said, is not just, you know, your thought forms, but it's actually the cellular memory that is in your body that has to be cleared out. So we're going to talk about that process. And if you have any questions regarding that, please go ahead and type them in on the fast chat. If you don't know what that is, it's just a link right below the light being on the Creation Light Shift page, and you can just click on that, and that will bring up a window for you to type in any questions you have for Ron. And we'll just take up as many as we can until it's time to go up to the Light Shift. So I guess I will just turn it back over to you, Ron, to get going with what we're going to do next.
Okay, so we're talking about these invisible bodies lately, so we'll just maybe continue on for people. So what you have that you cannot physically see, but what you do have is many, many bodies that buffer you from negativity. And we know that we have a spirit, so that's called a spirit body. If you want to use the word soul, you can, but on the Light Shift, everything is spirit, so I don't normally use that term throughout my program. So if you're used to hearing the word soul, then just switch it over when I say the word spirit. for me, it's completely different because Lightship does not use soul as information in their vocabulary. Everything is spirit to this all divine energy. It's all spirit. And so since you're a part of the whole, but you're an individual expression of it, you're still spirit. So there's no delineation between that. There's no hierarchy on the Lightship. Everything is equal. There's no hierarchy throughout the different types of dimensions. And what you have is, down here we have dimensions, like we'll say from maybe 1 to 12 or something, or 1 to 7. That's all information that we can kind of go by so that we have an idea where we are. And basically, we're probably in none of those dimensions anyway, but we're talking about it, that this is where we are in the third dimensional plane of reality. So any questions, Sylvia, that you may have that I can answer for you that might come up in your mind?
Well, let's see. I guess I would love to talk about some of the clearings that the Lightship does that relate to what we're talking about, the invisible bodies and how they work. So like you said, Ron, the invisible bodies are buffering systems to keep the densities, the negative thought forms and energies from hitting our bodies, our physical bodies. And like you've talked about, those different invisible bodies get kind of full of gunk. They get gunked up or full of density, and they have to get cleaned out. Otherwise, all of that density starts to leak into your energetic system, and we all know what happens as a result of that. So let's talk about some of the different invisible bodies that can affect people and how to clear them out. I know that one of them that I saw recently on your list was the infection body. So can you talk about that one?
Yeah, so one of the bodies that's invisible is an infection body. And this body is there to help you deal with infections that you have in your body. And naturally, it also can get overloaded, become out of balance, whatever word you want to use there, become gunked up. And when that happens, your body doesn't function very well. So we have we all know we have internal organs in our body that we can, you know, actually see. Or know about anyway, and I'd be able to see them in us, but we have seen them somewhere. And so we know that these organs function, and they all work in conjunction with our physical body to make the body live. Well, we have the same process with these other invisible bodies. So one of them, like Sylvia said, is your infection body. So if you're dealing with a lot of infection or have in the past, this body may become overloaded. And when that happens, you're going to have a hard time having a healing because this body is not cleared out. What happens is that these bodies, like Sylvia said, they buffer us. They kind of act like a shock absorber, in a sense, from having jolted by negativity, becoming jolted. These bodies interface the mind energy. I talk about that a lot, that the mind energy is very negative. It's not of the light, typically, and the mind energy does not go into your heart center. Remember, you're looking at two different energies, mind versus heart. So the mind energy, when somebody thinks of you, they're automatically courting you, number one, okay? And next, you can also talk about somebody and bring them right into your room. And you probably have heard people who you maybe have talked with, and, you know, you say, you know, we were talking about you and where your, you know, ear is kind of turning red or burning or something, you know, that old slang. And that is true because all of a sudden when you talk about somebody, you're bringing their energy right into your room. So it's very, I'd say, negative, like if you have an argument with somebody. And then all of a sudden a week later you bring up the situation that you had and going on and on and on about it. You're bringing that person into your room and you're courting them. They're courting you. Remember, it's a two-way street. Just because you put a court out doesn't mean that they're not giving you one. And all of a sudden, you're taking their life force energy into you. And that's pretty awful. And you don't want to do that. So anyway, the infection body is there to help you. We have other bodies. There's quite a few of them. I do seven generational clearings, too. to help people out. But another body which we can kind of talk about is like your trauma body. The trauma body is also used to absorb negativity, which we'll say is strictly mind energy. Remember, anything in judgment that's not of love is mind energy. And so that body needs to be cleared out for people who have had a really poor life. Things keep happening to them all the time. And they're strictly normally in trauma quite a bit. The emotional clearing that I do for people normally takes care of the traumas for almost everybody, but there are people out there who need to have maybe to go deeper because they're dealing with that issue. So that body is a good one to work with if you have chronic conditions of that, of just trauma. The sensory body, we've done that many times on the show. That's how your body feels and senses the energy, how to live here on the earth plane. We have other bodies. The mind of the body is quite interesting. I think we talked about that before. The mind of the body actually is used to, it's like a little laboratory inside of you, a little, say, mad scientist, and he is there when you get like some type of virus. This body is there probably working or instructing the infection body to do its job. Well, it has to figure out what to do. And when that body gets overloaded, you're probably in pretty poor shape at that time because it can no longer function and help you and get you well. So naturally, again, it's full of negativity through the mind, and this is how these bodies actually function. They're here to buffer the mind energy. Remember, if your physical body had all these psychic attacks of mind coming to it at one time, or even just one of these energies, it probably would not last very long. So it'd probably be killed instantly. This is why these bodies are around you, to take hits, we'll say. And they're supposed to be cleaned out, but nobody's ever taught that. So if you were cleaned out, which is what Jesus was doing for people 2,000 years ago, which I do in this lifetime here, because we're in the same basic time span, we'll say, of the ascension process, then you're able to move forward and have your healing. This is why you don't heal. One of the main reasons, because the bodies are gunked up. The other reason is that you have to be in your body with your spirit to have healing take place. That's your conduit. No conduit, no healing. So the more that you're in your body, the greater chance you have of having a healing done. But remember, if these bodies aren't cleared out, you're going to still have the same condition because the bodies are what actually is working for you to help you in your wellness process. And then the next thing, like we talked about before, was entities. So if you're say 50% in your body and you're 50% entities, they're going to take half your healing energy away from you. So automatically, when you start to do healing work, they're going to love that energy and just start taking it away because you're giving it away to them because you're allowing them to be with you, to reside with you. So anyway, I'll turn it back over to you again, Sylvia. We can still go on if you like. I see the DNG clearing and simple clearing sample here, but we'll see what happens here. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, before we talk about more of those wonderful clearings, there's a question, a couple of questions on the fast chat, and one is related to the ascension, like you were talking about, and the question is, do beings that live on other dimensions also ascend during the ascension process?
Yes, the whole universe of light is turned off. And so there's no more anything of light frequency. This is the ascension process. This is why in some of the religious texts, they talk about the end of the earth. They talk about everything kind of burning up and that there's going to be time where there's nothing, and then all of a sudden things get turned on again. This is exactly what happens. So yes, everything in the that was created by the creation light shift, this is a source energy that created the light, and you're a part of that, gets turned off. And the reason why it gets turned off is so that the darkness can now leave the territory of light. And also it's a way to have everything get put back into divine order, and then it starts over again. So if you don't do the ascension with your body, your spirit is still going to do the ascension process. And what happens is it's going to be going back to its home base energy. The home base energy is where you first go to. That's your first location after you leave the light ship. And then there you decide where you choose to incarnate next into for your first lifetime. And then each time the physical life form dies or you choose to leave that life form, remember, you have to be in some kind of life form, regardless of what it is, to experience the energy. And so whether you're a planet or you're a star or you're air or whatever you are, you still have to be in some type of creative life form in order to have the experience to be able to see the divine energy being reflected back to you. And so when you choose to leave, we'll say you go back to your home base, you decide where you want to go to, and then you incarnate again somewhere else. And you can go up and down. You're not necessarily tied to going from maybe evolving, we'll say, to another maybe higher state of life form. You might be like right now in a physical body. And then you may say, I want to become a plant in my next one, because I want to have that experience. So you can go down in consciousness if you wish. So that's normally not talked about by anybody. Everybody thinks that they're evolving in consciousness. Remember, your spirit knows everything anyway. It doesn't have to have a learning lesson to evolve or devolve. It just wants to have an experience. So you can go wherever you wish to. If you want to become an animal someplace, or some a planet or whatever, or a piece of dirt to have that experience, or dust or whatever, that's up to you. Everything's a free choice. The divine doesn't judge you on what your next experience is going to be. This is why it has free will. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so one more question here, and that is it our spirit that is creating these invisible energetic bodies after we get stuck in duality?
I believe probably most of these are created by the earth spirit, okay? I won't say that's 100% correct. I'll say it's probably more like 95 to 99. But basically, because of the harshness here on this planet, you have to have a buffer. Remember, the mind is very powerful. Just think of, you know, you probably have seen people bend spoons, right? And I'm probably having people shake their head yes, and they know that that's a real situation. Well, what if the person were to look at you and want to bend your back backwards, okay? Well, can the mind do that? Of course it could. Could do whatever is out there in the mind energy, and it depends how strong the person is with their mind to create the reality or the reality of someone else, okay? And so if you start connecting the dots, you can see the mind can be used for a positive thing, but mostly it's in judgment, and that means it's a negative situation. And remember, the battle of the mind, this is why we have wars. This is why the generals get together and try to figure out strategies have a victory someplace, and that happens on both sides. So the people who have the smarter minds will say, or luck on their side, put it that way, and the luck is probably the dark side controlling both of these agendas here, because it's already probably predetermined anyway. Remember, we have a horoscope here, you have your astrological chart, and all that is in there, and everything here is controlled through the mind by the darkness. And so this is what you want to be aware of. This is what you want to get yourself out of. So yes, those energies, basically to keep your physical body, your life form here, the physical race, humanity here, it needed to have those bodies installed around them, in them, in your body, so that you will be able to sustain life here and not be killed by psychic attacks. And that still happens. People do voodoo and witchcraft, and they actually kill people. So, and those bodies probably are very overloaded, or there is not one created for you to protect you for those different entities, different people, different practitioners that are human beings here doing these awful things. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so I see on the list of these clearings for the bodies, the invisible bodies, that there's one that's kind of interesting here called the quarantined bodies clearing, which kind of applies tonight since we are going to the lightship for a clearing. And I know that has to do with clearing of particular bodies once they get either too overloaded or they get some kind of energy in them that can't go to the light ship. So I'll just let you talk about that a little bit more.
Okay, on the light ship, they only allow light to come on there. So So when you go to the light ship with your body, if you have anything that's trailing it or connected to it, we'll just say corded to it, to one of your bodies, if that's connected to the dark side, maybe it has energetic worms, maybe it has octopus energy in it, the light ship doesn't want to deal with that whatsoever, because the light ship cannot be infested with these energies. So those bodies do not go to the light ship. So naturally, if you have a problem and one of those bodies is corrupted, you will probably never have a healing until that body gets fixed for you. Because remember, you're working with puzzle pieces, and the puzzle can't be complete until everything's put back into spiritual integrity. So down here, I can figure out how many bodies are not going into the light ship. You know, you may be asking for healings. You might go to practitioners down here. And we'll just talk about that momentarily. We'll forget about the light ship completely. And let's just say that you're one of these people that have went to different types of healers. Maybe you went to, MDs, etc., because you have this condition. And maybe after 20 years, you know, you say, man, I'm not getting well. I don't know what's happening. I spent all this money, but my body is not responding to the treatments that these people are doing for me. Well, that's more than likely the reason is because you have these energetic bodies attached to the dark side, and those bodies will never become healed, and you'll never have a healing until those bodies get actually, you know, put back into spiritual integrity. So you may ask, well, how does that happen to me? Well, somebody doing witchcraft on you could do that, that they could mess up your body. You can go to a practitioner that claims that they're working with the light frequencies, and they're actually working as an agent for the dark side, and they steal part of your soul, part of your body. Remember, people, I think you all understand that people who do voodoo and witchcraft actually connect that negative energy. Maybe they stick a knife in somebody's a doll on somebody's heart or their leg or something, and they put a lot of spirit energy into it by maybe doing animal sacrifices. And from there, or maybe they have a group of people, maybe they have 100 people praying for you. Remember the word pray, P-R-A-Y, and also the word P-R-E-Y. Different definitions, but the same word. Very interesting, okay? So you have these people praying on you, for you. And all of a sudden, you end up with a physical problem, and you don't know how in the heck to get rid of it. Well, they're using the dark side energy. And so this is what you have to be very leery of when you go into different practitioners now, especially at the end of the 2,000-year cycle. If you realize or notice, you know, the last probably, we'll just say 20 years for sure, they've been coming out of the woodwork. All of a sudden, people are doing all kinds of things that was probably unheard of, you know, 20 years ago. And they normally say, well, this is divine guidance coming to you. Well, the divine guidance typically, more than likely, is the Galactic Federation, which got us in this mess to begin with. And so you have to be very careful. This is why I tell everybody to go to your heart center before you do anything and see if it's okay. And if you're in there, and remember what I said, if you can hear your thoughts out of your chest cavity, you are more than likely in your heart center. Roughly 99% of the people would be there. So anyway, you want to get there, and then your spirit will not allow these dark energies to come into you. Remember, it takes the same process as the light ship. Light ship doesn't want to deal with these energies to destroy itself, but neither does your spirit. So it only allows into you the energies of the divine, which is what it's made up of. So this is why you always must go to your spirit. This is the teachings of Jesus. It's very, very simple. Same thing holds true today as it did 2,000 years ago. It's that somehow we got lost in mind control here, and the whole society here of humanity got sucked in through mind control energies, probably off planet, to get the implants to go off in you so that you're not able to move on with your life. Interesting. I talk to people and they say, you know, I have these wonderful healings. And all my friends say, what happened to you? And you say, well, I had some healing work done, and I worked with the Creation Light Ship, and my whole life is turned around. I feel wonderful. And they go, yeah, but what else did you do? They go, well, I just had some healings done. You know, I had a couple of sessions with Ron, and I feel wonderful. I have my emotional, you know, energy is cleared out of me, and I don't react to things too anymore. I'm not as judgmental as I used to be. And then the person tries to tell their friends about it, and their friends, what happens is they'll listen for maybe the first half a minute. This is a standard person out there that's mind-controlled. And once you start talking about anything that deals with light frequency, all of a sudden the implants go off in them. Remember, because these are put into you from the races that created your body. These implants go off, and all of a sudden, when the implants go off, they can't listen to you any longer. Then they get into an argument with you. And then all of a sudden you go, man, what am I doing here? I've told 50 of my friends, and they see the results that I have, but they just can't grasp what happened. You know, and this is kind of the scenario, is that people are really afraid of light energy because they're so filled full of darkness that the darkness in them wants to run away from the light. And they're not connected to their spirit. If they would, their spirit would say, oh, this is wonderful. You should do this. The darkness is really controlling, you know, all of humanity here. So back to you, Sylvia.
So on that note, talking about, you know, the making sure that your, you know, your spirit is kind of standing at the door there to your heart and not letting any of these energies in. It seems like sometimes, especially when you're trying to do this work and you're trying to clear this stuff out, that there's interference in being able to get into your heart center, or actually to be able to, you know, hear the guidance of your spirit. So, can we talk about clearings that you do that help with that? I think we talked about one the other day called the heart-spirit interface. Can you talk about that one?
Yeah, what that does, it integrates your spirit into your heart completely. It's a very nice clearing. Just the definition is kind of self-explanatory. I do another session where we integrate, we being the light ship, we integrate the spirit of you into all of your lifetime experiences, days lived, from your conception to now. So it depends whatever the now would be. When the healing takes place, that's in the now. And so what happens is all of a sudden, your spirit has connected you moment by moment throughout your whole lifetime. That's a wonderful clearing. So was the chakra clearing that the light ship does to align all your chakras moment by moment throughout your whole life too. Like I said, remember, if you're missing one puzzle piece, that puzzle piece may be key to your healing. And so just by having one or two healings may not necessarily fix you. I wish that it could, but there's so many of these bodies that are involved with the healing process, and this is just the way it works. You know, it's all the negativity here and the projection of thought that is projected to you, and this is why you need these invisible bodies. So it would be nice to, you know, go out and, you know, I've seen different books, you know, one of them maybe paraphrasing, you know, you can heal yourself, you know. You know, the divine energy is going to help you. No, it doesn't do that. You've got to work on yourself. Remember, they're not in judgment. So when you go to the light ship, they just see you, and you request your healing, because what the condition that you have is what you created. They're not going to take away your creation of what you chose to create. Otherwise, they're in judgment. So they can't do that. So you have to tell them what you need. And it's quite interesting to actually, once you understand that, to see how gifted you are to have the freedom to be able to be where you are in your life. It's phenomenal. Just that you have all the mind control here, which takes away your freedom. But you do have the free choice to get well. And your free choice to get well is to have the clearings done. I do many samples on these programs of clearings. And if it works for you, you know, it's great. It's just like a, you know, you're having a Band-Aid. Maybe you're having your pressure on the pressure cooker taken off for a few days, but you have it throughout your whole life. And this is why we do sample healing, so that you'll be able to understand that you may need this healing. Just by having it done, if you're on the show, let's say for 6 months, and I do maybe an emotional body every time I come on here, you know, it's not going to, it'll help you momentarily. It's not a complete healing. But what about your past? you're still carrying all that gunk with you. And so you have to have the healing done. If you choose to get well, if you don't choose to get well, then you might as well just have a temple clearing, because it's not going to really affect you that deeply and that greatly, because you're not having the work done. So if you want to get well, you must do the work. It's like going to college, you know. You know, you go to college and you come out with a degree. You know, you can't play hooky throughout the whole thing, or just go, you know, 1 week out of the year to college and think that you're going to get your degree, because it doesn't work that way. You have to work on yourself. This is what Jesus was doing, like I said, 2,000 years ago, releasing your genetic cellular memory. So you could do the ascension, which means having your spirit come more fully into your body and cleaning out these densities. And the densities are what needs to be released from you. And there's a lot of bodies that are corrupted. Typically, for most people, if we just pick on and say there's 108 bodies, I would say I probably have worked with people who've had maybe 40 of them corrupted, and maybe as little as maybe a half a dozen. So everybody's different. And you know, this is what needs to be done if you choose to have wellness in your life. If you don't choose to have wellness, and your mind now is having the implants go off because it might cost you some money or something, well, it's your choice. It's up to you to come into wellness, and you have to be able to work on yourself to have these healings done. And the healings take about an hour, so this is how quick the light shift works. And they're very thorough because they created you. They have your spiritual blueprint. So it's up to you to get into your wellness if you choose to, and to do the ascension. If not, you know, your body's going to be moving on in different directions, and it's going to go down the path of negativity, because you are a walking judgment factory. And each day you judge, and you only judge because these things are spewing out of these bodies, out of your consciousness, because they want to get healed. But most people don't understand that. They blame somebody else for their situation, their conditions, and it's these bodies that need to be healed so that they don't draw this same scenario back to themselves. And that's how life is a mirror to you, telling you what you need to work on, what bodies you need to clear. And you can always go into your spirit and say, okay, what do I need to clear in myself? Which body? What do I need? Ron has these clearings. Which one do I need to have done first? We have initial empowerment sessions. This is what we call it now, which are the basic clearings that people need. Two of the probably the most important ones that I think, besides the emotional body, is to get yourself disconnected from the planets. There's thousands of planets hoarding your body. So just kind of think of being trapped like in a fishnet in the ocean, you know, and you can't move out of it. This is the planets. This is your astrological chart. I do a clearing for that, and you get out of the planet energies. Very, very beneficial for your body. And the other one is getting your spirit out of these lifetimes of parallel lives, because it shouldn't be there either. So we have two different things that we work with. We work with spirit energy, and we work with your physical body. And you have past lives of your spirit, which are bodies that it was in before this incarnation, which typically may not have much to do with your body in this lifetime. Your body now is your genetic makeup of all of your ancestors. This is why we do a seven-generational clearing. These are the ones that normally work with you more closely, you know, from your past. We go back, I'll just say, roughly 250 years. You can get out a piece of paper and kind of go back on generations yourself, but that's probably pretty close. And that's your basic mindset, your preconditioning on how you're living your life, because that's things that are most prone to come up. There are other things that go back further than that, but the seven generational one is probably a very good clearance to have, and I have lots of those that I do for people. And the clearings that we're doing basically only came about because everybody needed to have more clearings. I will take this to one clearing and spend 1 hour with somebody and they'd be done. That's what I would like to do. That's kind of Pollyanna, but that's the way I think it should be done. But the body here has so much contamination to it, so much judgment in it, plus the mind control of our planet, plus entities coming into it. I mean, it's like, it's pretty bizarre what happens. But you have to work on yourself to come into wholeness. So it's like going to college. You know, how far do you want to go? You want to graduate or you want to fall short? It's up to you. So back to you, Sylvia.
So you said something a minute ago that was just so interesting, and I'd like you to go back and kind of explain a little bit more about that. And you said that life is a mirror for what clearings you need. So how does that work, and how do we know?
Well, the first thing is you probably want to see what type of issue you're having. So we'll just work about talk about physical condition. Maybe you have a rash on your body, okay? Let's say that you have a rash that you can't get rid of. Well, what would that mean? So I would look at that myself, and I'd say, well, number one, do you have any kind of cordings there? Are people cording you there? Is it off-planet cordings? Do you have an extraterrestrial implant in there? Alien implant, if you want to use that terminology. That could be a possibility, okay? Is your body that deals with your skin corrupted? Is part of that body into some dark universe because it got stolen? Maybe it got stolen, 1,000 years ago. Maybe somebody in your family did rituals, or they went into a secret organization and did vows, and they sold their spirit for finances. And so part of your body, part of your spirit left. It's still locked up there. That's a possibility. I would look at what other kind of conditions you're dealing with. It's real strange. I had worked with one person, and when I see people, when I talk to them, I see them as whole and complete. And so you come to me and you say, well, Ron, I hurt my thumb, And I go, okay, I'll do some work on your thumb to make it well. So I'll do an hour session, and maybe the thumb won't get fixed, okay? So I go, well, can you tell me more about what happened? So to me, it's just like your thumb just got hit, you just had a problem with your thumb. Well, then you start bringing up the fact, well, yeah, my thumb was hurt maybe like 4 or 5 times in this lifetime, and, I had my nail torn off, I got stitches in it, I broke my thumb. So now I'm hearing a history. When I first heard you talk about this, it was just strictly one problem. And then it goes on and you say, well, yeah, my father has a bad thumb, and he had it cut off with maybe a chainsaw, And so did my grandfather. His thumb had a problem. Right away, you got genetic history built up inside of your body, and now we have to go back and clear out all those genetic histories for your thumb to heal because they're stored inside of you. Then you have to go into a sensory clearing, and then as we start working more and more with you, we start finding more things that, your ancestors gave you as a gift in this lifetime to get rid of. And so healing, whatever you're dealing with, it goes very, very, very deep. And just doing one thing one time with like a little magic Tinkerbell wand is not normally going to fix you, because you must go through the process of healing and finding out what's wrong with you and what bodies are corrupted. I mean, it's quite an extensive thing. This is why when people have miraculous healings a lot of times, they're probably good for maybe a year or two. Or somebody gets maybe cured of cancer, okay? Whatever way they get cured. And they say, well, you're in remission now. The cancer is gone. Well, lo and behold, in 2 to 3 years, maybe it pops up again. Well, why did it come up? Because the issue wasn't dealt with. And at that point, it's going to come back again and bite you in the butt. And maybe you just had a reprieve for maybe 2 years so that you could change your life, change your thinking, get rid of these thought that you've had. Remember, the thoughts are killing you. The body will kill itself to get well because the thoughts are killing it. And it's up to you to have that reprieve to go into yourself, ask your spirit what your problem is. Why did I have this? I'm out of it now, so that's great, but is this going to happen again? More than likely it will. And find out what you're dealing with and why you have this condition and what started it off to begin with. So this is how the process is. Everything, recycles. History repeats itself. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I think what's so wonderful about, at least in my experience with the lightship clearings, is that when you start, especially with the emotional clearing, whatever does get cleared, it's cleared. It doesn't recycle. It doesn't come back like you just said and bite you in the butt again. Well, you might need more clearings to deal with more issues, but the ones that are gone are just gone, and it's just wonderful.
Yep.
And I'm sure there's issues that you would have had if you hadn't had the clearing, but you don't even know about them yet because they haven't, like, surfaced yet, but still they're gone, so it kind of gives you this sense of relief about your future because you know that you've dealt with stuff that, you know, that you would have had happen, but you're not going to have it happen now. So that's great.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, going out in your yard and you see a weed. So instead of pulling the whole weed out and getting the root out and everything else, you just cut the top off. You go, I fixed it. And then, you know, 2-3 weeks later, there's the weed coming up. And you go, wow, I thought I got rid of that. Well, you didn't go to the core. You didn't go into the total energy of the process of what caused the problem. And these are your energetic, invisible bodies. And those are what you need to release the energy out of. So just by asking it, thinking that you're a good person, maybe you smile a lot, that's going to get you nowhere with these bodies. So back to you, Sylvia. We can go to the light shift probably in a few minutes here. Any more questions there we can talk about before we go?
Well, I think, let's see. Oh, we have a comment that someone is saying on the fast chat about how, you know, when they talk about their friends, when they talk to their friends about the heart center, you know, it just feels weird. People probably just don't understand what they're talking about. And that's really kind of sad when you think about that, you know, most of us as we grew up could count on one hand the number of times people taught or told us that we should go within for our guidance, that we should connect to our own spirit, that we should go into our heart centers and, you know, instead of the mind to create our lives. And so, yeah, you talk to people about that, and sometimes you just get a blank stare.
Yeah, and the implants go off to the dark side, because they are darkness. When you talk to anybody, what will come up first is the darkness not wanting to change. So people basically are dark, and the only way they can become light is to work on it, because you're so ingrained with negativity, with judgment, that the darkness rules your life.
Well, the good news is that, you know, we can change it, and the light ship is here right now and helping with that, and the ascension process, whatever way it comes about for people, is going to make a huge shift in that by taking the dark out. So that's wonderful, and I guess we should probably go to the light ship now before we run out of time. The time goes by so fast, and it's almost quarter to the hour already. So I'll just turn it back over to you.
Okay, so if you're new on the program, we are now going to go to the light ship in about a minute. So I'll just describe what it's like. You're going to be taken to the light ship out of time. So if you want to look at that like beam me up, Scotty, that's what's happening. You're going to be wearing your same clothes, but you're going to be taken up out of time when you're not here. So your vibration, you're being turned off and on and off and on. And what happens is when you're turned off, you still have a consciousness, and that is now going to be going to the light ship. Now you may say, why am I being turned off and on? Well, because you're a frequency, and the light ship controls that frequency of your body. So it knows where you are when you're not here. So you're going to go up through a white light tunnel. And if you have an animal or pet you want to bring up, a lot of people on my conference calls that I have for 1 hour for $20, Monday and Fridays, they take their animals with. Maybe they have their dog or cat sit next to them, and the animal just love it. So you can bring those up too, and they'll go to a special location for healing. Now, since you're up there physically, you don't want to do any kind of meditation. What I do is narrate for the room that you're in. So I'm not giving you like a visual or a meditative type state of having you imagine something. You are actually in these rooms. And if you're a seer, you'll actually see the room that we're going into about 2 to 3 seconds before I state it. And we're going to do healing now. So what you want to do is request in each room, because you're having different teams of doctors typically in each room, what your problem is that you want to have healed. And they'll do the best that they can to heal you. Up there, you're basically healed. But down here, because of your densities, those densities can take the healing and not have it work, or maybe only give you maybe a 50% healing. That's because you haven't worked on these densities which cause your problem to begin with. Remember, the light ship is not in judgment. They don't work with judgment energy. They work with your spiritual blueprint, and they integrate your true spirit of who you are 100% into your body. Otherwise, they could not heal you. And remember, your spirit's the conduit. So on the light ship, you are fully healed. I've had people have their legs materialized, arms materialized, and fingers. And up there they have them. Down here they may not. So, but you are complete. Completely healed on the light ship. And so here we go. Sit back and relax. You're going up right now. And this will not work on the archives because of the Galactic Federation's energies that are on this planet here. I don't want to have anybody abducted attempting to go to the light ship. So we're on the light ship right now. And we're having our body scanned. If you brought any animals or pets up, they're now going into their healing process. And we go into the hot tub room first. Right now I'm seeing a lot of silver and a lot of pink gels in these hot tubs. We have our own particular doctors that we're working with. And we already selected the doctor team. I didn't bring that up because time is kind of short here. But you had free choice to select what type of beams of light you wish to work with and the modalities of healing that they have. So we're going into another location. The hot tubs are used to detoxify our body. And a lot of people's favorite is the pain release room. And so right now, request your healing. We're in this room. There's many, many different types of modalities of healing. We're going into a room now where there's butterflies. And they're very beautiful. They're like large monarch butterflies. Some are like have like 4 foot wingspans on them. Some are larger. They're just very, very beautiful. And they'll do their own particular healing on us. We're going into another room. I'm kind of speeding this up for tonight here. We're going into another room where the dolphins are. And I'll just kind of pause at this one here. If you wish to put your hands out in front of you, and you may see the silver water. It looks like you're in diamond water. That's how bright it is. And you can actually feel the dolphin's presence. You may want to move your hands, both of them out, palm forward in front of you. And you can notice that you can feel a presence there, an energy field, a force field. And move your hands up and down and back and forth, maybe a circular motion, whatever you choose to do. And you can actually feel the skin of the dolphin. And I'm going to put some music on so you can actually experience the dolphin. A lot of people love the dolphins, and I also do. So we'll have a couple of minutes here. And again, request your healing. Okay, we're going on to another location. And I'm going to be working with our feet. So if you have any, say, tired feet, problems with your ankles maybe, request a healing. We're going to go into a room where they're going to be working with our, looks like our bladder, and also working, I see, stomach energies. So I'll request healing there. If you feel perfectly fine, ask for a tune-up. A lot of people do that too. Maybe they have so many problems that they don't know what to ask for first. Remember, you don't know what's going on inside of your body. They've already did a body scan on you, so they actually know what your physical condition is going to be or what it is right now. So just ask for one or two things. Don't ask for a big list of them because it won't be fulfilled. They need to focus on what they can do in a short amount of time for you. So we're going into another room where they're working with our face, working with our teeth and our gums. So this is a very nice room. You might feel your saliva changing. And they also, you know, check out our ears and our eyes and our sinuses. They'll check out our throat. So again, just request healing, and we'll just see how they can work with you on that. And they're also working now on our hip joint. So I'll put some more music on, just kind of requesting that they're doing a basic tune-up for everybody. But if you do have a special concern, you know, request healing there. Remember, they see you perfect, total, and complete. Going into another location, and this is where they work with our chakras. These are just energy vortexes in the body, and there's basically seven of them, although you have one in each joint, but there's seven major ones. And there's books out there about your chakra system. It's just invisible energies that help to run energies into your body, so it's kind of like the big freeway. If one of your chakras is not opened up fully, you may have problems with that particular organ or organs that are attached to that chakra. So we're going to go into a room where they'll do a chakra balancing and alignment for us right now. You may feel your body energy surge as they do this for you, put you back into complete spiritual harmony and balance. This I do on the other shows too, but they'll do it now on the light ship for you. Remember, your healings are accomplished by your belief system. And your belief system is all of your ancestors going back to whenever they were created here on this planet. So that is your belief system. What you have in this lifetime has very little, probably basically nothing to do with your healing process, okay? Everything is so deeply buried in us that this is what you need to work on. It's who you are as your ancestors. And they're working on what you're requesting now. They'll never take away anything that you don't want to have healed. Some people don't only want to ask for 30% healing because they still want to deal with the energy. They may want to try to figure out why they have it. And that's perfectly fine too, but they're not in judgment. They'll do what they can do for you. If you stop your healing, they'll stop it too. They will never go against your free will. They'll never take away your life experience here. This is why you're here. Go into one other room here before we come back. I'm going to go into the beautiful amethyst crystal healing room. Like a big geode of a lot of conscious crystals, probably billions of them. And you're levitating right now and you can feel the energy of these crystals come into your body. So we'll be in this room for about a half a minute and then we'll start to come back from the light ship. And this is what we basically do on Mondays and Fridays. And it starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested in physical healing, it's only $20 for an hour light shift session. You're on a conference call line, and everybody goes up just like you're doing right now on this radio show. So don't miss out. And And I will say this coming Tuesday, we're having a question and answer time. It's at 5:30 PST. I'll give you the number for that if you want to write it down. Our host will be Robin Sylvia up in Canada. They've done quite a few healings from the light shift, and they know a lot about them, so this is a good time to find out about what is available and what you can have done for yourself, and maybe ask questions how it's affected their lives. So here we go. The phone number is 646-519-5800, and the PIN number is 5303. That's this coming Tuesday at 5:30 PST. Just call in. It's about an hour-long call, and you may get a lot of good information here. Just ask your question. So we're getting ready to come back to the light shift, and we do have a special session, 4 hours. It's underneath the light beam there if you want to watch it. Little arrows are blinking there. So here we go. We're coming back down. Our animals and pets are with us, and we're now back here on the earth plane. We're not being taken up anymore between time when we're not here. So we're here physically all the time now. So Sylvia, back to you.
Okay, well, I hope everyone enjoyed that and had a wonderful healing experience on the light ship. And let's see, I guess Ron's already mentioned that there's conference calls, but I'll mention again that they're just absolutely wonderful. They're hour-long healing on the light ship every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Very easy to take part in and to do. Very affordable. And the more you work on your healings, the more rapidly it seems that things get healed and the faster your progress. So the other wonderful one, of course, that I look forward to and many people look forward to each month is the once-a-month wonderful four-hour ascension preparation and healing session, and that's coming up October 11th, I believe, Saturday, October 11th. It's 1 to 5 p.m. Pacific time, and that's also very easy and wonderful to do, so mark your calendar for that, and we just love to have a wonderful group that goes together to the lightship on that call. That's just a really wonderful thing that happens there when they make special rooms and do healings pertaining to the ascension preparation to help your body hold more light energy. So that's wonderful. I guess I better stop talking. We're out of time. So blessings and love to all, and we'll see you Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Yep, and I'll be back in New York at the New Life Expo, and that'll be the middle of next month. So hope to see you there if you live on the East Coast. I'll be there, Creation Lightship Healing. So hope to see everybody. I have workshops and lectures there. So catch you later, and blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.